This is Alive with Joseph.
God started something amazing in our midst, and I want to continue from where we stopped last Wednesday. We are talking about honoring God, the mystery of godliness, and also the mystery of lawlessness. And I've titled my message today under that same, as a subheading, the awe of God. The awe of God. Tell your neighbor, the awe of God. Hallelujah. You can also say the fear of the Lord. Glory be to Jesus. I want you to understand that in the days that we are living in, the word of God tells us clearly in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 12, that a lot of people will fall away from the faith. It says, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Hallelujah. There are so many people that started the journey with Christ, but as we are speaking, their relationship with God is nowhere. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. And scripture shows us there that the departure is a product of lawlessness. It is a result of the mystery of lawlessness that is in operation. I want you to understand that there are things in our walk with God that we should never neglect. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Hallelujah. In our walk with God, there are things we should not neglect. The things that were taught to us when we received Christ. The things that makes our faith. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Tell your neighbor, there are things you must not neglect. Glory be to Jesus. We were bought with a price. You were bought with a price. As I was preparing, I remembered just after I gave my life to Christ, you know, a man came to ask me out. It was in a season in my life where I was trusting God for marriage. And a married man came, and I didn't know he was married when he came. We went to lunch, and the first thing he told me was that I am married. I was like, hey, my brother, there are places I cannot be seen. Hallelujah. That date had to end quickly. And I remember, even though I had said no, the moment that I had sat with him, I had already opened my heart. Because in my mind, I had already started entertaining that I'm trusting God for marriage. And you know, when the enemy positions people around you, they say the right things, they do, they look right, everything sounds right. And I remember, even though I had said, no, I will not be seen in public, when he kept calling, I kept answering the call. Until one day, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and he said, no, not you. Hallelujah. In my walk with God, I've had two incidents where I've had the almost an audible, although not through my ears, but through my spirit, a loud shout of the Holy Spirit. And this was one of them. And he said to me, no, not you. Everybody else can do it, not you. And this was the scripture that he gave me. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. He said, I bought you with a price. I bought you with a price. I bought you with a price. Hallelujah. And that has never left me. To always remind myself that I am bought with a price. And that price is the price of the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, he bought me with a price. Say, he bought me with a price. Hallelujah. So tonight I want us to just dive in and look at the holy fear of God. Understanding that the fear of the Lord is our treasure. Tell your neighbor, the fear of the Lord is our treasure. Say, the fear of the Lord is our treasure. Isaiah chapter 33 verse 6. It says, and there shall be stability in your times, an abundance of salvation, wisdom and knowledge. The reverent fear and worship of the Lord is your treasure and his. Hallelujah. So the scripture that we just read shows us that it is our treasure and it is also the Lord's treasure. Hallelujah. The fear of the Lord is our treasure and it is also the Lord's treasure. Glory be to Jesus. The question therefore becomes, what do we do with treasure? When you see people who have treasure, they go all out of their way to protect it. They will do whatever they need to do to guard it with jealousy. Therefore, you and I have a responsibility to guard the fear of the Lord in our hearts with jealousy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when we speak of the fear of the Lord, we are speaking of a healthy fear of the Lord that preserves us. Hallelujah. What therefore is the fear of the Lord? When we speak of the fear of the Lord, we're not talking about being scared or being terrified of God. That is not the God that we serve. We don't serve a God that is waiting somewhere, waiting to shambok you or waiting to kill you. We serve a loving God. Hallelujah. And we need to know how to relate to this God. Hallelujah. When you read, you know, the book of Exodus, you see Moses having to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Moses insisted that, you know, Pharaoh must let them go. Let the people of God go. And 5 times he makes the same statement. He says, let my people go so that they may serve God. Hallelujah. He doesn't say to them, let them go so that they can go to the promised land. He does not say, let them go so they can go to Canaan. Why? Because if the promise was the ultimate, then they would have missed the promiser. Hallelujah. As much as God wants us to enjoy his promises, what he truly wants from us is that we meet him first. Hallelujah. So he says, let my people go so that they can serve the Lord, so that they can meet with the promiser. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want you to look at the Israelites. These are people that have been slaves in Egypt for years and years. They found themselves in worse conditions. They are used by the Egyptians. You know, they are stripped daily. They eat the worst of food. They stay in slums. And when they are given an opportunity to come out, the first thing that they cried, and when they brought out, is that, you know, man, it was better in Egypt. Hallelujah. These are people that came out of the worst of the worst. But when they encounter a little challenge, they are quick to say, take us back to Egypt. Hallelujah. Why? It is because they had not met, the Egypt in them was still stronger than the God that they had met. Hallelujah. On the other hand, you meet someone like Moses. Moses comes, you know, from a wealthy house. His grandfather, Pharaoh, is the wealthiest man in the world. Actually, he's the wealthiest man in the planet. He lives in a palace. He has gone to the best of schools. He can have whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants at any time without any problem. But when he encounters a challenge, he is not thinking of running back to the wealthy place. Why? Because he has had a personal encounter with God. Hallelujah. That burning bush experience changed his life forever. Hallelujah. It brought a reverential fear in God for him. Glory be to Jesus. I want to believe that in that short space of time, God even supernaturally taught him the protocol of his presence. Actually, God says to him, remove your shoes, for the place, the ground that you're standing on is a holy ground. Hallelujah. So when you look at the differences, the difference is the God they have met. Tell your neighbor, the difference between people is the God they have met. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. And you will encounter God for yourself in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. In the book of Exodus chapter 19, Moses brings the children of Israel straight to Mount Sinai. And when he gets there, he goes up and he speaks to God. And God says, no man, these are not just people, but I've chosen them to be my people. I want you to bring them to me so that I can speak to them. Hallelujah. He gives Moses a specific instruction. He says to him, let's look at the instruction. He says to him, let them go and cleanse themselves. Let them go and wash their robes because I want to meet with them. Hallelujah. Let them go and remove the Egypt in them so that they can encounter the God of Israel. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You will encounter God for yourself in the name of Jesus. You will know God for yourself in the name of Jesus. And when God comes down to meet with them, they ran away. Hallelujah. This God that they desired to meet, when they encountered him, they ran away. What is the reason for it? Moses looks at them and said, do not fear. In the book of Exodus chapter 20 verse 20, it says, and Moses said to the people, do not fear, for God has come to test you, and that his fear may be before you, so that you may not sin. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Moses says, do not fear. I want to say to somebody tonight, do not fear. Hallelujah. Do not fear. Glory to God. He goes on, he says, for God has come to test you. Glory be to Jesus. What is the test? He mentions it there. To see if the fear of God is in you. Moses is referring to the difference between being scared of God and having the fear of God. Because those are two different things. When a person is scared of God, it is because he has something to hide. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Adam sinned, and the first thing that he did was to hide from God. Glory be to Jesus. But the person who has the fear of God is afraid of being separated from God. And that is the difference. When you are scared of God, you'll be afraid to get too close to him because you feel that there is something to hide. But when you have the fear of God, your fear is to be separated from this God. That was the fear that David had. David said, you can take everything away from me, but do not take away from me the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Your desire, or our desire, is that we will know God more and we walk in the fear of the Lord. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, verse 6, it says, mercy and truth, atonement is provided for iniquity. And by the fear of the Lord, one departs from evil. By the fear of the Lord, we depart from evil. Tell your neighbor, say, by the fear of the Lord, we depart from evil. Say, by the fear of the Lord, we depart from evil. Hallelujah. I've heard a story of a great man of God in the 80s, you know, who committed a crime and went to jail. And after about 4 years of him being in jail, another servant of God went to visit him. And he asked him, how are you doing? And he was like, no, you know, since I've been in jail, I've come to the conclusion that this prison was not God's judgment of my life. It was actually the mercy of God. He said, what do you mean? He said, in the first 2 years of me being in prison, God has broken so many addictions in my life. So many things that when I was outside, I was not willing to deal with. And he was asked, at what point in your life did you fall out of love with Jesus? At what point as a pastor did you fall out of love with Jesus? He said, I've never fallen out of love with Jesus. They said, what do you mean? Because in that process, you had an affair. And not only did you have an affair, you were found doing criminal activities that lasted for 7 years. So are you saying that in that season of your life, you were still in love with Jesus? He said, yes, I was in love with Jesus, but I did not fear God. He said, and there are many people in the body of Christ that love Jesus, but do not fear God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I want to believe that God is calling us out of a place where we proclaim his love, or we proclaim our love for him, but get to a place where we actually love God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, where we read, that it is by the fear of the Lord that one departs from evil. Glory be to Jesus. What is the fear of the Lord? Number one, the fear of the Lord is to stand in awe of him. It is to stand in honor, in reverence, in high esteem, in respect, in value, hallelujah, of him more than anything else. Glory be to Jesus. When we honor God, not by just our words, but we honor God from the depth of our hearts, hallelujah. When we revere God from the depth of our hearts, when we esteem him high above anything, when we respect him, when we value him, hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Say, I honor God. Say, I honor God. Glory be to Jesus. When you fear God, you love what he hates and you hate what he hates. That is the fear of the Lord. When we fear God, we love what he loves and we hate what he hates. Say, I love what God loves, and I hate what God hates. Hallelujah. And you and I know very well that God hates sin. And you and I know very well that God loves people. Therefore, we have a responsibility to hate sin and love people. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. When we do not walk in the fear of the Lord, his power and his anointing cannot freely flow through us. When we tolerate sin, we become weak. Every time you tolerate sin, you become weak. Every time you make sin a friend in your life, you become weak. Hallelujah. If you see in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, during Jesus' inauguration as a king of the universe after his resurrection, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 9, it says, you have loved righteousness. And isn't this what the believer today talks about? We love righteousness and we proclaim it, that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Which is true. That is who we are. That is who Jesus has made us. But that statement is not complete. He says, you have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Therefore, there is an expectation of God from us that we not only love righteousness, but also hate lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with oil of gladness more than your companions. Hallelujah. The fact that there's a statement that says more than your companions there tells you that anointing is in levels. Anointing is in levels. Hallelujah. The stronger your walk with God, the stronger your reverential walk with God, the stronger the anointing moves on your life. Hallelujah. When you begin to hate sin the way that God hates sin, you will begin to see the anointing of God increase upon your life. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. What is the fear of the Lord? The fear of God is to tremble at his presence. Tell your neighbor to tremble at his presence. Hallelujah. Psalm 89 verse 7. It says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that you will never find God where he's not held in the most of respect. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says, he says here, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. Glory to God. Understand that there are two types of his presence. When we speak about the presence of God, there are two types of his presence. There's what we call the omniscient presence of God. Hallelujah. And the manifest presence. He's the omniscient God. Hallelujah. He's the God that is everywhere at all times. He's the God that will never leave you nor forsake you. When we say he's omniscient, we mean that he is there with you at all times and he will never forsake you. He's the God that David spoke about in the book of Psalm 139 from verse 7 to 8 when he said, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. And if I'll make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. Hallelujah. I was joking with Pastor this morning. I don't know what he said. I said, my brother, anywhere you go, I'm there. Anywhere I am, you're there. I said, if you go into hell, I'm there. He said, I will never go to hell. You know that person, I'll never be poor. I'll never go to hell. I said, ha. Hallelujah. But that is the presence of God that is everywhere. Hallelujah. But there is the manifest presence of God. When we speak of the manifest presence of God, the word manifest means to bring from the unseen to the seen, to bring from the unheard to the heard, to bring from the unknown to the known. Hallelujah. This is where God reveals himself to your senses. Glory to God. Many of us just want to live with knowing that he is in me, I am in him. But there are times where, you know, God wants to manifest himself to you. Glory be to Jesus. He wants you to see certain things. He wants you to hear certain things. He wants you to know certain things. That is why the Bible says the Spirit of God is our teacher. He shows you the things to come and he teaches you the things that you do not know. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Understand that an environment that dishonors God can never experience his manifest presence. That is why a gathering like this is a precious gathering. God does not joke with the gathering of the saints. Actually, he says, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Hallelujah. That is why, hear me and hear me well. It is an error for us to be gathered in the presence of God and you're playing with your phone. It is an error to be in the presence of God and you're playing game in church. It is not religion. It is just an error. It is an error. You know, sometimes we're in the presence of God, it's worship time, and you're just there looking at all of us. What are they doing, these clowns? It sounds cool, but will you ever speak to somebody you honor like this? Let's just assume a parent. Will you ever speak to a president like this? There is a way you humble yourself in their presence to honor them. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. The presence of God requires a heart posture that normally manifests itself through a physical posture. It is honor. When God sees that he's being honored, his presence becomes tangible. You do not question that the presence of God is here. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. You'll be in church and you're chewing gum as if you're sitting with your friend. Yes, we are friends of God, but my sister, we're in the presence of the Almighty, Almighty. That is why when we are sitting listening to the word of God, if you have no reason to walk around, I'm telling you, don't. I'm not being legalistic. I'm trying to remind us, because sometimes we take these things for granted. I'm trying to remind us that we are in the presence of our Father. Most of the times we do that because we are not conscious that we are in the presence of God. You assume you are listening to Cordelia speaking. You assume it's just Pastor Aubrey that is singing. But the truth is we have ushered in the presence of God. And when he has been ushered, he must be acknowledged. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Psalm 89 verse 7 where we read. It says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. Hallelujah. God will never manifest himself in an atmosphere where he's treated with the uttermost disrespect. Hallelujah. Listen, Ananias and Sapphira tried it and they died instantly. It was not about their money. Maybe we might have assumed that it was because they gave what they should not have given. It was not about their money. If you don't believe what I'm saying, go and read the book of Acts chapter 5 verse 3. The priest of the day asked them, he says, why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? Why have you lied to the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. He was trying to ask them, are you not aware of where you're standing? Are you not aware of who you're giving to? Are you not aware of the God in your midst? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. In the book of Leviticus chapter 10 verse 3, God makes a decree. And the Bible says, and Moses said to Aaron, this is what the Lord spoke, saying, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. And before all the people, I must be glorified. Hallelujah. I want you to underline those words. He says, by those who come near me, I must be regarded as holy. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. To get into the presence of God, you need to be conscious of who he is. That is why the Bible says he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He says, if you must come to him, you must know that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. When you come before God in prayer, in worship, in praise, understand who you are coming to. Understand who you are singing to. Understand who you are dancing to. Understand who you are talking to. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Jesus taught us how to pray. He said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That word hallowed literally means be feared, be revered. reverential fear. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. And we see that spirit in the book of Isaiah, chapter 11 from verse 2 to 3. It says, the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge. And the spirit of the fear of the Lord. His delight is in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes, nor decide by the hearing of his ears. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. I believe that the spirit of the fear of the Lord is what the end time church needs more than anything else. Glory be to Jesus. Listen, it is one thing to pray, but it is another thing to be heard. Glory be to Jesus. The book of Hebrews chapter 5 from verse 7, the NLT translation. Listen to what it says about Jesus. It says, while Jesus was here on earth, he offered prayers and pleadings with a loud cry and tears to the one who could rescue him from death. And God heard his prayers because of his deep reverence for God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. God has his prayers. Why? Because of his fear of the Lord. Because of his deep reverence for God. Glory be to Jesus. One of the things you must pray daily is say, Father, let me walk in the fear of the Lord. Let me constantly walk in the fear of the Lord. The spirit of the fear of the Lord cleanses us from within. Hallelujah. I'm not being religious right now. Because, you know we are righteous by faith. But you know what? There is a way that when the spirit of the Lord fills you, even your inner man knows that, you know what? My conscience is clear. Hallelujah. There's a sense that you just have in your inner man that, you know what? Things are right between me and God. Psalms 19 verse 9 says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. There's a way that, you know, when the spirit of the fear of the Lord comes upon you, you begin to experience him not just outside but inside, and everything about you glorifies God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. That same verse there says, enduring forever. Lucifer was a worshiper at the right hand of God, but he did not fear God. That is why he did not endure forever. A third of angels saw the glory of God, but they did not fear God. That is why they were removed with Lucifer. Adam walked in the glory of God, but when he lost the fear of the Lord, he lost the kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That is what happens when we don't walk in the glory of God. That is why the fact that you have seen his power does not guarantee that you walk in the fear of God. There are many people that have experienced God for themselves. But if you are to check right now, there is no fear of the Lord in them anymore. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To fear God is to tremble at his word. To fear God is to tremble at his word. Isaiah 66 verse 2, he says, for all those things my hand has made, and all those things exist, says the Lord. But on this one will I look, on him who is humble and of a contrite spirit, and who trembles at my word. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He says, but on this one, the word I will look literally means on this one I will pay close attention to. We need God to pay close attention to us. That's the reason why we are gathered like this. That's why we have denied ourselves food today. Because we want the attention of God. And he's telling us how to get it. He says, on him who is humble and as of a contrite spirit and who trembles at my word. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. What does it mean to tremble at the word of God? It means to obey God immediately. Hallelujah. Say, to obey God immediately. Haven't you heard people saying, you know, God has been dealing with this thing in my life for the past year. He has been dealing with it. Do you know that it is a sign of pride? You are boasting on the fact that God is talking to you and you're not yielding to it. When I tell Zoe, go and wash dishes, it is not a suggestion. If 1 year later she's still telling me, my mom is still dealing with me about washing dishes, there is an error. How many things is God still dealing with you about? At what point are you going to obey what he's talking to you about? Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. What does it mean to tremble at his word? It means to obey him even when it doesn't make sense. Because obedience to God does not always make sense. Number three, it means to obey him even if it hurts. Hallelujah. Because that obedience sometimes looks like forgive. Forgive and let go. It doesn't make sense and it hurts. It means to obey him even if you don't see the benefit. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Because we are a generation that wants to be given benefits before we can obey God. As if we are selling Jesus. No. Only a salesperson comes to say, if you buy this phone, this is what you will get. I'm trying to sell a phone to you. No. That's not how obedience works. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. We are preaching Jesus. We are not selling him. Glory be to Jesus. I'm not asking you to join a church. I'm not asking you to join a religion. I'm asking you to obey Jesus. Hallelujah. Asking you to repent. Because it is how the kingdom of God works. The only way to follow Jesus is to repent. It is the basic foundation of our walk with God. It is the basic foundation of our Christianity. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. In number five, it means to obey him all the way to completion. Obey him all the way to completion. There are rewards to the fear of the Lord. And here are some of them. Number one, the friendship with God. The first reward is the reward of friendship with God. Psalm 25 verse 14. It says, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Hallelujah. He shares his secrets with those that are intimate and close to him. The NLT translation says, the Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. The TPT translation says, there's a private place reserved for the devoted lovers of Yahweh, where they sit near him and receive a revelation secret of his promise. Jesus said in John 15 verse 14, he says, you are my friends if the Bible that you have is yours, underline that if, circle it. He says, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Hallelujah. Abraham was a friend of God. And when God said to him, sacrifice your son now, he did it immediately. He did it immediately. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. He obeyed when it didn't make sense. Imagine God telling you, sacrifice your son. He didn't do it because it made sense. He did it because God told him. He obeyed even when it hurt. He obeyed even when he didn't see the benefit of sacrificing his child. He obeyed it to completion. Hallelujah. And God began to open up a facet of himself to Abraham. Nobody told Abraham that he's Jehovah Jireh. No. It was a revelation that he got out of obedience. God said, because you did this, this is who I am. Moving the unseen to the seen. The unheard to be heard. The unknown to be known. That's what God wants to do in your life. There are things he wants you to see. There are things he wants you to hear. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Look at the beautiful friendship that you see in Genesis 18. You know, God wants to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And God goes to his friend. He says, let me talk to my friend Abraham. He says to him, what if you find 50 people that are righteous? Will you still destroy them? And God said, no. And then he's like, okay, let's negotiate further. What about 45? God said, no. And he realized, hey, there might not even be 45 people that fears God. He came down to 10. He said, at least if I can find now, at least I know that one Lot will be righteous. But guess what? There was none. And God negotiated. on the platform of friendship, negotiated for Lot to be removed. And God sent angels of mercy to remove Lot. Hallelujah. Listen, there are two types of people. The Bible refers to Lot as a righteous man. Now, two types of righteousness we see here. Lot was a righteous man, meaning he was saved. But 24 hours before, the righteous man Abraham had a relationship with God, and God revealed secrets to him. And he knew that disaster was coming on the people. But here is a righteous man who is saved but does not fear God. Disaster was on his doorstep. He didn't know it. Because he was not close enough with God to hear what is happening around him. How many times do we walk into things that we have not received access to because we don't have the fear of the Lord? Therefore, we suffer what Sodom and Gomorrah suffer when we are not of this world, but in this world. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. If you are my friends, do whatsoever I command you to do. The first song that we sang says what? Who remembers? Or you were just singing the lyrics? Purify my heart. Someone is saying, don't sing, please. Let me be as gold, precious silver. Okay, go back. There we go. My heart's one desire. It needs to be a desire. It needs to be a desire. Amongst all the other things you're trusting God for, on top of your list must be a desire to live a life that honors God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mokocha. Till next time, God bless.